It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans, shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat. While they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Parker here. It's on Sunday, October 22nd, and we are in the throes of a whole new kind of audience and awareness level that not even the United Nations can figure out. Today's show is going to be focusing on several things. They may not seem totally romantic to everybody, but it has to do with patent rights and biological material and a few other observations on public resource lobby money and how that's being circulated in America. And I wanted to leave this open for callers. The number is 800-313-9443. And we're going to be covering a lot of the science and lobby money and plus a few other tidbits that have to do with uncovering of Chinese pharmaceuticals that are part of the American medical scene at this time. And I wanted to make an observation to cover something I've been trying to talk about on many shows, and that has to do with bacteria that's under the skin of human beings that nobody can find, Margolians particularly. I've done some work on that, and a lot of people are writing about it, but they're missing the whole point on their carbohydrate metabolism of the bacteria. There was a very recent report on, it was on Friday that someone had discovered or uncovered they'd had it for some time, a bacterium. And it was found about 2 miles down in a South African gold mine. And they figure that this bacteria is probably 3 million to maybe tens of millions of years old. I mean, it's a wide span. And I was sent a picture of this from one of the labs. And I looked at this, and of course, this comes from ancient water. And lo and behold, it looks like the same species derivation of the bacteria that's in the Margolians. And I know I'm not supposed to tell the public that, but that's too bad. There's some very big meteorite systems and geologies that...
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker here. We're going to have a lot of coverage on today's show to pick up on several developments that have occurred that we can pick up from the last shows concerning some very important issues on lobby monies for what are called initiatives, very affectionately. And I want to make two quick comments about the ethanol explosion accidents that have occurred in the past couple of days. There's one that occurred even again last night. I believe it was in Georgia, but I'm not sure. And one was in Pennsylvania. The other may be in Virginia. I think there are three of them, actually. And these are railroad cars full of ethanol and other kinds of chemicals. And everybody's assuring everybody that the downriver water is safe and all that good stuff. My heart goes out to those people. And I had a show scheduled 4 weeks from now about this very subject. And concerning the contamination of the water from disasters. And I'll be exposing a lot of that information as we go. I want to put Parker Pathway listeners up to date on something that I exposed on the 15th of September. This has to do with patent rights and biological material. And it's been pretty well concluded now that that the court cases, one is Greenberg versus the Miami Children's Hospital. This is a case that comes out in Florida where it was concluded and is now validated by Supreme Court last week, is that you do not have any rights in your organs or your biological fluids. This is on a real gray area of where we go on our particular rights for whom and what we own and will own. And this case was a simple matter of a disease where they were trying to do research on a disease called Canavan disease, and this required the cultivation of T lymphocytes. These are white cells that come from your thyroid gland and other lymph node systems. And the California Supreme Court decided in 1990 that a person of adult years, as they say, has sound mind, has the right to exercise control of over his own body, but doesn't have any fiduciary duty to disclose to the physician's personal interest to control any type of use of those organs. This will have a tremendous implication on the global scale of research that is going on in other countries, which I'll be talking about today directly, and it's going to affect people in ways that you just can't believe. There's no significant support, according to the Supreme Court, for a person owning their own tissues. If there is any claim, the claim has to be the fact that you own something because somebody had an unjust enrichment. That's legal business for any licensing fees that they received under the patent when they can patent your tissues after they take it. And the other aspect of this, I got into the consent form in a hospital a couple weeks ago, that wasn't a romantic topic, but it's going to affect the rest of your life in terms of how medicine is controlled and developed in the big picture of what's called global medicine. And there are corporations that are developing ways to biomark these tissues that they take out of you to do the research. Now, the research is important. The research is important. There's no question about it. But there should be some way that we can change this by legal input, and there is. And because of a two-hour show, you can't cover every aspect that you would like to cover, but you have to bring these things out to my audience, which is I don't want to let down in any way. At least you know about it. And one thing I wanted to mention, and I'll jump subjects a lot, there's a new what they call a diet pill that's out there. It's called Rimonabant. And this is spelled Rimonabant. And this is supposed to be blocking receptors in the brain to keep you from eating. It is on a European clinical trial. It goes by the name of Acomplia, A-C-O-M-P-L-I-A. And this is got touches of Arab and Chinese money behind it. The real marketing plan that the pharmaceutical company wants to put forth on this one is that your blood pressure, blood glucose, and cholesterol levels could decrease as well. Before the Parker Pathways is over today, I want to give you the test that you need to ask for to find out if any benefit's going to be coming to you in that direction. There are certain tests that people miss when they go to the physician. They say, well, the physician just says, well, you can take this generic drug because it's made in the same chemical formulation. It's not going to bother you. And the whole thing, and then people go about their business. But they don't realize that generic formulations, and particularly with new drugs, affect other organs. These other organs were part of the patent right biological material case in 1990. So now we have a situation that if obesity is not to be considered a owned organ system, then you ask yourself, well, who owns the adipose or fat tissue that is taken out of your body during a reduction in surgery. Who owns that, and where does that go? Well, it's turning out, of course, and we've known that for a long time, it goes to research. So this research, it comes down to the fact, well, who owns the research? And there's a biomedical consortium in Dubai, in the Middle East, that made as a rider on their what I call the overtake of ports in America, that rider be that they also controlled whatever biological material from human beings that would be passed across international borders. I wasn't on RBN at the time of doing that. That was going to be my first show. I had some princes give me the buzz that I better not talk about that. But I'm doing it today because I can, because they opened the door up to this. So all this is interwoven, and a lot of this is going to be explored further. Particularly this obesity drug and the implications for this for international medicine. And I will be getting into a couple aspects of who owns that term of the water itself, which brings us back to when I did my one of my Rick Adams interviews talking about the German company that owns local utilities in 29 states across America. And the Germans pulled out, and then they formed these other companies within each state to go on the stock market. One of them, we'll just use as an example, called CalAm. And this is a private water company that's really parented by the German-based RWE Thames. And what they're doing is, as of last week, filing in their various courts of these states for the intent of profiting from the delivery of water. I'm going to pick on California for the moment on this because a lot of those cities are totally controlled by these German conglomerates. The other states in the United States have to, and their city councils have completely sold out to the German company under the front companies that made the stock market last week. There's just about everybody's heard about Stockton as a California town, and it's a small town, but it serves as a real benchmark for all the other towns in this country. They've gone completely on private management, and they want to privatize the municipal water quality, and they $600 million contract with RWE Thames and a Denver-based OMI are involved in a lawsuit that's going to go to federal court, and it's been placed in privatization and stocked in this other company. And so the Stockton residents are really upset because the rates have increased quite substantially. There's a little town of Felton that made news. Felton, California, they had an $11 million bond issue that financed a buyout CalAm. As of last week, the federal court really prevented that. We'll get back into this in a few minutes when we come back from the break and start revving this up about bacteria and margolians.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker on Live Sunday. One of the suggestions that I have for my Parker Pathway listeners is to use the Parker Pathways exposés and solution concepts that I give on these shows for classroom use. And download them for the classes and for the children. And also, there are going to be podcasts. I've had a lot of requests for such things to hold classes and to develop ways to promote some of these solutions and seminars across the country. And of course, the lawyers want me to show up and explain intellectual property so they can make some money. But the whole thing is that I'm more into analyzing it for the listeners so that they can turn around in their heads and figure out ways in their own to create things to develop solutions, which I started with the reason why the show is named Parker Pathways, because it has to do with pathways that have to do with, in chemistry, there are amino acid pathways, metaphysical pathways, solution pathways, and this is my suggestion for teachers and for even corporate executives who are in these think meetings and who are trying desperately to feel their way out of what I call a morass of impediment of innovation. Which brings us back to, I want to finish out the idea of the global control of the water supply. Do not think for one minute that because there is somebody's got a water district and a nice manager and they give you a nice pitch, they're going to take care of your water, you know. I mean, this is going to be Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think, you know, everything's taken care of. You go about your business, ride your bicycle, take care of your kids, go to the World Series, do what you do. But when you privatize water, you are also creeping in what I call the bottled water phenomenon. This is really a marketing gimmick that is, it's just led consumers mistakenly into believing that if you put water in plastic bottles priced at 200 times more than the water comes from the tap, is somehow it's going to cost them the environment improvement. And the Container Recycling Institute has told me there are about 22 billion plastic water bottles they added in the landfills this year. But you're only paying for something that already has about 50% of carcinogens in it, plus some contaminants that are based out on the E. coli, which has been in the news recently. But E. coli has been around for hundreds of years. It's used in medical research, but it's formulated differently in such a way when you're in a lab, when you're out there in the world and you're trying to develop these new ways of diagnosing diseases, it's not funny. And most of the contaminants in bottled water are arsenic and carcinogenic chemicals. And on the front page of RBN, I have there about chloramines. It can cause collateral health damage. And I have a synopsis of a very extensive thesis on how bottled water should have a black label on it. It shouldn't even have bottled water by the basic principles that we have it now. And in fact, in the MSDS sheet, chloramine, which is added to the water to supposedly kill Cryptosporidium and Giardia, does not do that. And in fact, it's medical under any thought is medical malpractice to have health officers. We'll take California's example, where they had 59 counties represented by their health officers on a yes and no vote on a bibliographic list to say, well, there isn't any substantial adverse effect. This is medicalese for, well, we have a few casualties, but it is not the you know, the real issue. There isn't that much of a problem. This is the medical theory of a little bit of poison isn't going to hurt you. And this is permeating the whole concept about, let's say, you have the food situation. You have the spinach. You have, you know, the lettuce. Everybody says, well, it's a bunch of feral hogs that ran through the thousands of acres that put the E. coli in there. Or it was some poor cattle rancher who was next to the spinach thing, and they show his cattle on national TV, and he was the one that did it. No. It was recycled water that has the concept of how we promoted and let the Congress get away with the fact of having recycled water as a blended water system in the water supply, calling it through civil engineering departments of universities are saying, well, it's an engineeringly perfect water. It's made from sewage. And there's a whole process on recycled water, which I'm going to get into, as to how the lobbyists have put money in, millions of dollars in this next election to have recycled water part of your life. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C. Our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. A gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
And Dr. Wynn Parker, and the RBN on October 22nd, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and you can jump in any time. Not that I'm begging for it, because I've got a four-hour show ahead of me here, and I only have 2 hours to do it, but I have found my audience to be quite sharp, and I love it. I want to finish off on this idea of food and the rest of it, the Food and Drug Administration, and how they analyze all of these contaminated out foods. The whole thing is that the food processing plants are only inspected, as the General Accounting Office has pointed out, and it's only average once every 10 years. And imported food is almost never inspected. When the what's called not a treaty, so as to get around the Constitution, they call an agreement for the Security and Privatization Act with Mexico and Canada, for that highway to go through Mexico and the United States and Canada. That was really also, as I pointed out a couple shows ago, is an eminent domain process for the aquifer system, for the water, and also to exempt food from being inspected through this what we call a continent. The United States is no longer a country in these agreements, quote, and so the food isn't inspected. Now, the public let people get away with that, and of course the president backs off and says, well, we do not want one agency to be looking over the food. We don't want to be a single independent agency. It really, in my opinion, the process we're testing for various microbes and food products and the water that is being used for growing our food is rarely mentioned. Rarely mentioned. The last time it was mentioned was in 1917. It was a spinoff from the process of the 18th Amendment, which was really for the conservation of food during wartime. And so instead of really conserving food and building up an agency in order to handle the food, they said food is really liquor, and then that started the prohibition and so forth. But you can't have the Constitution violate itself. So what you do is that you create an act. And then they created the Volstead Act, and then, of course, somebody violated the Volstead Act by the little baloney way that they did to say, well, that was violated. But it took them 16 years before Congress could even come up with a 22nd Amendment to repeal the 18th. And in the process of that, they took food completely out of the Constitution. And that's what I'm all about. That's where I started. That's where I'm going to end it. It's a concept that you have a grand jury of science and technology for reexamination of bureaucratic food, water, and civil engineering decisions. And it needs to be for medical protocols and genetic health. And this is something that I'm putting forth as a national initiative in the concept. These politicians and all these scientists and the rest of it, these fellow scientists can talk their whole baloney games that they want. The fact of life is, we have no input on the initiatives or any other concept of initiations of laws in this country concerning water and food. And I will give you a perfect example before these 2 hours is up on an initiative that has a perfect example of how lobby money, $120 million worth on one initiative alone in the state of California. Let me tell you something. What the General Accounting Office hides, and another thing, and they're right, the thing to hide it in a way, because they say, oh, don't scare the public. Don't scare the public. And I say, well, what do you mean don't scare the public? The whole thing is that we've known about this for years. We've been poisoning people since 1959. I've got studies that, and I still know some of these people that did these studies that showed cancer from recycled water in all parts of the United States. Now, the General Accounting Office, whom I trust for doing good research, they're saying right now that water-related diseases in America cost $125 billion a year. Yet the price for providing infrastructure needs for all major urban water sectors, that's all of them, small town, big town, are estimated to be $25 to $50 billion a year. Now, in those new laws that they put in the House of Representatives 4960, and the rest of them, they have $1.5 billion to take care of the whole country. Now, if you do not, and my position is, and what I'm putting out to the listeners, it's a wake-up call, is the fact that you have to have alternate energy systems at the headwaters where the water comes from. Otherwise, we're all going to continue to have rotten pipes of which we have to put disinfectants in to have at least 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the water as we have now. Now, the real cost above $125 billion a year, we're drinking it, no matter how you come out. Water is like I've talked to Nobel Prize people that are nominated on the list that don't get the Nobel Prize, and I ask them, where do you think the water goes? Well, it goes down the toilet. Of course. Oh, of course it goes down the toilet. Where do you think that goes? You know, it's kind of concept of toilet to tap. It goes out. That's what I'm calling it. A lot of the initiatives that I'm putting forth in various states, and I have every politician going crazy because they say, you can't say that. What do you mean? That's unprofessional. Oh, is it? Let me give you an example. unprofessional to have ecology of water, which is called the hydrologic cycle model, which accompanies 97% of the Earth's water. Now, the whole concept, and oh, we're going to change out of a stroke of a hand, because it's Sunday maybe, that water doesn't go through a different chemical formulation that is affecting our bodies. And lobbyists spend $10 million a day in this country, $10 million a day, to try to put laws and change the Constitution on the control of water. We have three major nuclear power potentials that, sure, where do you think they go to get their plutonium? How do they process it? They have to have water to make a heavy water system, and so they can have the breakdowns of the deuterium in order to make the plutonium. Duh. Where do you think that water goes? So you've got 70 million people on this planet that are still dying. 70 million people per year that are absolutely allocated to death from water. Radioactive water, contaminated water, water that's bacterial controlled. I remember the time when I put forth on the concept of organisms in the water that came from outer planets, and everybody got on my behind. That was 3 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, oh, we better report that we find bacteria from outer space in our water. And it's causing diseases of which people are being accused of being psychotic. And that's what they say to people. So I'm telling you right now, if you don't think for 1 minute that the politics of the concept of what we're talking about doesn't pertain to you, you need to have another realization of the fact of how it's affecting your body and how it's affecting the politics of why we're selling America. That's what I have in the last show, which, by the way, if anyone managed to record that show, that's where I gave name, rank, and serial numbers in terms of who's selling America, who to, and how. And, of course, that archive got lost. And there's something, if I get back, I'm going to put in the classroom. I'm going to tell you that right now. The thing comes down to the fact we have we're just going to pick on a model proposition that's up for grabs on November 7th, okay? This comes as Proposition 84, and we'll pick on California because that is the model. That's the model. That's a model proposition. This is going to be the water concept they're trying to sell to people. And they call this the Safe Drinking Water Quality Control Flood, River, and Coastal Bond Act of year 2006. And this is a really a proposition that's, in my opinion, fraudulent. And the health officers who are going to get one-third at least of $5,388,000,000 are doing it under false pretenses. It's abusive initiative process in another way. Here I'm for clean water, but this has nothing to do with that. They're trying to sell people. They have a statement on their brochure which says the exact word. More than 60% of the rivers and streams tested in California fail to meet the federal clean water standards. Toxic chemicals, dangerous bacteria, and pesticide pollution are a growing threat to water quality. Where did they get that statement? They got that from me. I went out in front of the concept that was a year at the base of 2002, and I went in front of a city council and told them and gave them all the research that had been done since 1959 that showed water and thiomethanes and chlorine and chloramine cause cancer in human beings. I was under the naive belief that if the city council took care of the whole thing, you know, they heard that, they'd never buy a product like that. Oh, I was wrong. What I have since found out and what I've done, that's what kicked me off on this whole concept. When I found out that the National Resource and Defense System was getting, they later got Rockefeller money. They have that Greek fellow who's paying all those people that support these, what I call front agencies to the Chamber of Commerce in this country, to pay off the city councils. And then all this other emerging came out. So in addition to this whole thing is a lobby system of which nonprofits collect money if this initiative passes. And this is a similar one in other states. This is similar ones in other states. This is a $5.4 billion bond, okay? So what happens is, just an example of this. You got lobbyists from a place called San Joaquin Park, it's a river parkway. God knows they need care. But they've got $35,000 they give to a California conservation fund. Okay, this is a conduit for all the funds. All right? What do they get back from Proposition 84 if it were to pass? It gets $36 million. They get $32 million for the California Association of Local Conservation Corps for every little nonprofit baloney organization. And I call baloney organizations, I'm sorry, but Audubon societies have just been collecting and leeching off all the rest of us, taking conservation easement tax bases from calling it constitutional, going into court and distorting the concept of the representation of what is space trust. What is space trust? When you've got, they're going to get $108 million from this particular proposition for the fact that they put $500,000 into the California Conservation Action Fund, which goes for this $1.6 million that you have to have. It's called signature purchasing. When was it that you had to pay money out to buy a signature to sign a petition to go on to a qualification for a ballot? I'm going to tell you something. You can see it coming. The way this whole process is going, that what should happen, there's no sense of any of this particular proposition. I'm not being political one way or another. The point I'm trying to put out is the fact that if we're going to vote on a concept, we should have to have a way to be able to control the initiative. Who do you think is going to handle the $5.3 billion in this so-called water business, this water proposition? It's a legislature. We have nothing further to say about it if somebody were to vote on that. This is the way it's been the whole time. And on the other side of the hour, I'm going to be getting into some of the ways that this is being handled and how it really means that you are going to have control, the legislatures, to be able to control their particular point of view. Who's for it? Who's against it? It's going to be controlled by the legislature. And that's the whole, the whole particular problem. Supporters of this particular proposition, okay, is a perfect example. You've got to control out, you've got Senator Dianne Feinstein, you got the governor, Chamber of Commerce of California, the Environmental Health Coalition, Save the Bay, Mayor Gavin Newsom, Ocean Conservatory, Latino issues. Now, there's a piece of work trying to sell the Latinos on the idea that they're going to have jobs. There's a better way that can be handled, let me tell you. And then, of course, the Audubon California, which has been just, a concept of, I'm for saving birds, but I'm not for providing $10 million for some educational program that has nothing to do with the actual construction of alternate energy systems like ultraviolet light, reverse osmosis, and other advanced states of the arts that can come along at the headwater. United Nations says they own the headwaters of the country. And I went into that on one of the other shows. They don't deny it. I mean, President Clinton went right on television and Brenton, God and everybody, signed over all these national parks in terms of the thing of where the headwaters were. And it turns out that that was a show. They already had a, quote, treaty with the United Nations for that water. Now, I'm not being politically correct about this, and everybody can be very nice about it and say, oh, yes, we're going to solve problems. We're going to have consulting groups that are going to get together, and we're going to discuss this. We're going to discuss what the contributors of California conservation is for us. Well, they're using conservation easements all over the United States. And the other thing, and let's take this Proposition 84 concept. The whole thing comes down to the fact that no one's talking about the chemicals like concept of eminent domain to be able to take the water for their own use. When we come back at the other side of the break, you can call in if you like. You can listen. You can come in on this. But, okay, stay awake.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on the air, live Sunday, October 22. To finish up on that other thought about eminent domain that's in some of these laws that are in 30 states on November 7th, on the voting day, the key word that's being used is protection. That's the word they're using on the legalities. The protection means actions necessary to prevent harm or damage to persons, property, or natural resources are those actions necessary to allow continued use and enjoyment of property or natural resources that includes acquisition, development, taking, keyword, restoration, and interpretation. The other legal word that is being used is the word interpretation, which includes, not limited to, a visitor service amenity. This is the way this new America is going. Let's have a classroom. Let's have an interpretative system. It records out one-eighth of the national budget is going to go around to baloney people instead of actually finding out how to develop solutions to particular situations. A good example is, let's just pick on a town in Georgia. I know the town, but I'm not going to say it on air. And they're saying, well, you can drink bottled water. It has a few cancer contaminants, but the presence of contaminants does not necessarily indicate that the water poses a health risk. Well, the whole thing was when I exposed the concept of immunocompromised people, the statement was some people may be more vulnerable to contaminants in drinking water than the general population. That includes organ transplant, people with AIDS, and other immune system disorders, and some elderly and infants may be particularly at risk from infections. I was the one responsible for having that statement placed in Water District's brochures because I exposed it nationally in front of subcommittee concepts. And then their solution is, oh, we better put it in because we may have a basic liability problem. You talk about, it's not liability, it's a question of how many people are going to kill off on the other end. You take the company CalM, which is the German front company. Every document that has to do, which is called Agreement for Lease of Real Property Water System, that's what they call it. That's the title of it. That's the agreement. You lease a real property water system. Third sentence in every contract that's going across America for this German outfit and the French and the Saudi owners of water districts say we don't have any liability. We disclaim any possibility of making a decision on this liability. Yet the same people who are selling America, are duplicating that wording that they don't have any responsibility for the deals they make when they want to sell America. So the whole concept is it's all integrated with the social policy of eliminating Social Security programs in favor of a personal security system, and where all of us pay 7.15% for all of these bad decisions. And that's why we need a grand jury of science and technology and change in the Constitution of the United States. And on the next hour, we'll go into it.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.